This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 23rd day of May, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Dave Hodges, investigative journalism, is very cutting edge. I encourage you to read his current article at his website, The Common Sense Show. Also, some interesting articles at my friend Paul Martin's website, revolutionradio.org. And here's our prepper tip of the day. Many of you are considering having a safe haven, to a place to go to, or maybe you're already there, in case of very serious hard times, economic collapse, whatever it might be. I'm going to encourage you to have a minimum of 6 adults. 10 to 12 is better for the following reason. There has to be an adult awake all night, every night, for the duration. Now, that may not sound like much until you actually try to live it. It's incredibly burdensome to have that need met with just 4 or 5 people, and possible with 2 or 3. So I encourage you to have at least 6 adults, and preferably 10 to 12 in your group, and you'll be a lot better off. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She keeps very careful track of the things that concern us regarding various viruses and storms, earthquakes, volcanoes, radiation events and so forth. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, it looks like MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus, MERS, COV, has reached the United States and is spreading, as we've been telling people that it would.
Right.
It's got an incubation period of about 21 days, so that's 3 weeks. The health authorities, the CDC and the entire health network in the United States is trying to stamp it out. Stamping out means that you identify the person that's being treated, and then you identify the contacts that person has had while he's infected.
Right.
Because the intent then is that if he's infected anybody else, you catch that person and treat him before he compromises anybody else.
Right.
So then you're looking at, in this case, over 500 contacts for the two people who flew in, one into Chicago, Illinois, and the other one into Orlando, Florida. And then the one in that flew into Chicago, he infected a business person. Now, this has really changed their paradigm because the CDC has said that it could only be transmitted by close contact. Well,
right.
This person had a business meeting, and as far as we can tell from the interviews and what is being published, the closest they got was they were within 6 feet of each other, and they shook hands twice, and they met for 40 minutes on two different occasions, maybe shorter meetings, also during the days when the fellow who flew in from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, was still. Now, he was not exhibiting symptoms, but he
right.
was exhibiting symptoms before he left Saudi Arabia. And they still let him fly. He was a contact of a case of MERS, and that person died. So he was on their contact list. Yeah, it was noted that he had some mild symptoms, and then they went away. And so he was allowed to fly, and apparently nobody at the border, nobody, the TSA didn't know, the CDC didn't know, none of the, probably even the World Health Organization didn't know that this person was infected. And it wasn't until he presented himself at the hospital that they suspected that he might be. He was there overnight without isolation, and then they confirmed then they put him in isolation. But in the meantime, the medical personnel there weren't garbed for isolation. They weren't wearing masks, they weren't wearing gowns, they weren't wearing what we would consider personal protective equipment. So they put 12 or 15 hospital employees in home isolation and told them to call in if they had a temperature or developed any respiratory symptoms.
Right.
So you say, okay, well, that fellow has now gone home. Haven't heard about the other fellow. I don't think, since the last I heard about the fellow he infected was that he wasn't showing any symptoms. And the fellow in Orlando, Florida, he was a Indian American, and he flew in from Jeddah. Now, the MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, has different varieties. In other words, the virus is evolving, and it seems to be heading towards making it more transmissible between people. And there's two different main strains. One, the fellow that who flew into Chicago, he came out of Riyadh, and the second man, the Indian American who came into Orlando, Florida, he came out of Jeddah. And Jeddah is the more serious strain. They call them clades. So it was the more serious clade. It was more, they can tell that by looking at the virus.
Okay.
And, again, he did show symptoms before he flew, but he wasn't So he wasn't stopped. He stopped at Boston. He stopped at Atlanta, and then he flew into Orlando. He presented himself at two hospitals in Orlando about 3 or 4 days later, and they put him in isolation and started making contacts. Now, as a result of those by the way, I think he has now left the hospital. As a result of these contacts, they are now testing two people in Greene County, Missouri. Greene County is in the southwestern part of Missouri over by Springfield. Oops. And eight people in Virginia.
Amazing. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jerry. It is Friday the 23rd of May. You hear me talk a lot about my new sponsor, Cover6Gear.com, and the excellent holsters that they manufacture, handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen. I really like their products. I like them. I use them. I depend on them to keep my pistols secure, whether I'm on an assignment, bodyguard assignment, out and about on the ranch, up and down off the tractor, whatever it might be. My pistol is safe and secure in a holster that will last for probably decades after looking at how these things are made, the quality of the materials, and so forth. If you have pistols and you wear pistols, you need Cover 6 gear holsters. That's bottom line. Available at my website, you just click on the Cover 6 gear logo there, and you'll be there pretty quick. The auto line, if you want to place a call on the telephone, is area code 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. We'll have a special announcement from Cover 6 here shortly about a new product they'll be offering. We're visiting with Ann Morrison. We're talking about the MERS virus. We have a caller on hold, Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. As you were just speaking there about the Cover 6 stuff, John, it just occurred to me that it makes sense that people who work with saddles and bridles and are used to working with leather would be good at holsters, too.
Absolutely.
You know, that
absolutely.
Makes sense.
Right. Yeah. It does make sense.
John, Ann, about the MERS. You hit on in the telling of giving your information. You hit on one of the most important things in the transmission of this thing. Americans are inclined to do handshaking and stuff like that. And one fellow met across at a business meeting or met across a desk with one person and just shook his hand and he contracted the MERS. Now the only one way to contain this, and that is quarantine. During the AIDS scare, C. Everett Koop fought the political protected status of HIV in order to mandate, good quarantine procedures, and that's one of the things that stemmed the spread of the HIV virus. Quarantine is always the first thing, and so we're going to have to get used to it. This 21 days, this extended period where people are shedding this virus before they become symptomatic is a great problem. So when people get it, we're going to have to implement good quarantining procedures. But even prior to that, if people talk about how the government listens in on talk radio, I hope the government's listening now, because I would love to see the CDC put out a public service announcement encouraging people not to shake hands. Some cultures don't do it. One of the best things we could do to preventively would be to get people to stop shaking hands, and because that's how this one guy got it. It will transmit to thousands of people, if this is a blood and body fluid type thing transmitted through droplets, blood and body fluids. It's a contact transmission. It's not aerobic. So don't shake hands. Just keep your distance. That will prevent thousands of cases of this being transmitted.
Okay. Well, Glenn, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Any follow-up on that, Ann?
I agree with him 100%. Shaking hands. Well, we don't know what the transmission mechanism was.
Right.
We're standing within the boundaries of social distancing. Social distancing are to protect you from droplet protection. When somebody else, when you're talking to somebody, when you're usually breathing, and what happens is when you're talking, some of the guttural sounds will expel a mist, a droplet mist. And you don't want to, if you stand 6 feet away, and that's if you're facing somebody and you both put out your hands and your fingertips do not touch, then that's 6 feet away. Then you should not get any droplets on you. They don't really know what the mode of transmission is yet. They are very confused because, as I was saying, the standard was that you had to be within close contact of the person who was sick with it. And but here was a case in the United States, so it was well documented, and this person that was sick, he had business meetings during the time that he was in Chicago, and they spent 40 minutes together. They were within that 6 foot social distancing. And they call it social distancing just to make it more palatable. But essentially, it's to distance you from his spittle and him from yours. Right. And they did shake hands. So at what point of the process the MERS virus transferred, I don't think they know yet. But we've gone from 2 people to an additional one in Chicago, 2 in Missouri and 8 in Virginia that are being tested for the MERS. And so we've gone from 2 to 10, 11 in the space of
a month.
Well, Ann, I don't believe the general public is going to have any awareness or concern until they go to an airport, a train station, bus station, or public building and see all the employees wearing masks.
Well, that's possible, and I want to give some suggestions on how to protect yourself when you're in the public or even when you're at business. Obviously, you want to stand 6 feet away. Well, that makes doing business a little difficult. So physical protection would be to wear a face shield. A face shield is often worn by dentists, and you could probably get some there, or you can find them up on Amazon. And so it's a clear shield. It wraps around your face. It covers from your forehead to your chin or beyond. And so when you're close to somebody and you're talking, and I've tried this out with people, they say the voice is a little, it does muffle the voice. So you probably have to speak a little clearer, but you can see the person, so you get the body language that you need to see. And, you know, if you have to repeat something, that seems like a small price to pay for protection against this. This is a 30% fatality rate.
Right.
Virus. I mean, right. this is serious, folks. This is very, very serious.
Yeah, well let's to give a basis of comparison, the Spanish flu, which killed tens of millions of people, was 2.5% lethal.
Exactly. And this is at least 30, although I've noticed that they've been saying it's 15%, but I don't know where they're getting that figure from.
Well, Dr. Deagle says anything 5% or more lethality will basically be enough to shut down any society that it gets loose in.
Oh, exactly. And in fact, MERS is considered endemic in Saudi Arabia, and I think it's epidemic. They haven't said it's epidemic, but I think it is epidemic. And, you know, we have service members that serve over in Saudi Arabia and in the Middle East. And the Army is frantic to try to figure out how they're going to protect their soldiers when they're over there. Because you can't send soldiers into a biological war unless you protect them.
Right.
I mean, even when we went into Iraq, we had chemical masks on and things like that in case there was a chemical war. Okay, the second suggestion for physical protection is I carry a little spray bottle of colloidal silver, and I'm sure that everybody's got their own antiviral spray that they like to use. And like I was sitting near a bunch of people, and I noticed that my nose started to itch. Well, so I just got out the little spray bottle, and I sprayed my nose and my mouth area and kept it away from my eyes.
Right.
And then I took my finger and I spread it over those areas and even into the inside of the bottom of my nose, into the nasal passages. I did not breathe it in because that might not work very well.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jerry. It's Friday, 23rd of May. You're out on patrol carrying a 50-pound ruck. A weapon, ammunition, water. It gets pretty tiresome. You're looking forward to taking a break. You're taking that ruck off and laying it down on the ground. If being 50 pounds lighter is a big relief all in and of itself, getting that first drink of water, and then having a meal, sitting down to a hot meal of long-range patrol rations is something to look forward to get your energy back up where it needs to be, fill up that empty space in your stomach, and just be able to take a break and get refreshed, get energized, and get ready to put that ruck back on and continue your patrol. That's what long-range patrol rations are designed for, keeping the guys going out in the bush. When they need the calories, they need the fat, they need the energy to keep them going, whether it's 110 degrees or 10 below zero. Freeze-dried guy has gotten all the long-range patrol ration over manufacturer's overrun, so he's got it ready for delivery at his website, freezedryguy.com. Spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, and more. You can get the nutritional facts, the cost per case, shipping included to the lower 48, at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 800 813-943-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. And we've covered MERS pretty thoroughly. Is there anything else we need to talk about before we move on?
Well, yes, there is.
Go ahead.
Because this is so important, I want to make sure that people know how to protect themselves. And so I've mentioned the face shield. I've mentioned spraying your nose and lips and with the colloidal silver or whatever your favorite antibacterial, antiviral spray is. I want to mention the wearing a bandit mask. Now, you can get bandanas, and you can coordinate them with your wardrobe. Or for women, you just buy a square scarf. You make a triangle out of it. You
right.
place the flat end of the bandana over your nose. This is important. So you put it over your nose, and the bottom point of the bandana triangle will then hang down, covering your mouth. You pull the sides of the bandana and tie them in a square knot behind your neck, and you want it tight enough so that it'll stay on your nose, so it doesn't slip off. Then you can lower the bandana from your nose to under your chin for social wear.
Right.
And when protection is needed, if you're around somebody who's coughing, or if you think that you need, you know, if you're in a crowd, for instance, what you can do is you can pull it back up over your nose, and then you can pull the tip up until the fold is at your chin, and then tuck the tip in alongside your nose, and it looks like a mask. It doesn't look like you're a bandit. It's very suitable. Now, you're not protecting your eyes, and the eyes may also be an entryway for this virus. And so you probably want to wear goggles or glasses to protect your eyes along with the bandana. And if you place the goggles over the bandana mask that's on the bridge of your nose, so in other words, tie it so that, pull it up so that it's on the bridge of your nose, and then wear the goggles or the glasses so that they touch the bandana, then you'll pretty much cover your whole face and you won't alarm anyone. Nobody will think you're robbing a bank or anything.
Right.
And you'll have eye contact and know what's going on. Around you. The bandana masks are not meant for extreme cold. By the way, you can get these in motorcycle logos and all sorts of things. The cotton, if you have a cotton mask, it will hold the moisture from your nose and mouth, which may freeze. So you probably want a polyester mask. Most common, of course, are the cotton mask, because it's
right.
Reminiscent of our history. Now, instead of shaking hands, what you can do, you can nod your head or wave. You don't need to bow like the Japanese, or nod your head like the Queen of England would do. Just put your chin up slightly and keep eye contact. And that can be the end of your business meeting. If you do shake hands, immediately apply hand sanitizer. Now, I do have some recommendations for medical protection. And these came out of a study that was done last year. And what they discovered was that people who had high blood sugar were more likely to be hospitalized for the MERS. And so they think it has something to do with what they call the DPP-4. And this is something, when you get type 2 diabetes, that is when you're borderline, the DPP-4 receptor is not working properly, and it will remain open. And so what you want to do is you want to put something into your body that will attach to the DPP-4 receptor, so it's called a DPP-4 inhibitor. And doctors are already treating type 2 diabetes patients with these DPP-4 inhibitors. And there's a list of them, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the words, but you can either look it up in Wikipedia or, and I want to ask Dr. Bill this afternoon what he has. Now,
he has nutraceuticals that he says will be a great help.
Yes. And then on the homeopathic front, that's allopathic. You know, you take medicine, and this is not a bad medicine. This is something that your pancreas and these cells are located in your pancreas and in your kidneys and in your lower lungs. And see that it's like an open door. And what you want to do, we don't want the MERS virus, coronavirus, to attach to those because then they can get in the cell. So we want to attach something that's innocuous. And that's what they do. That's what allopathic medicine does, is they give you something that will attach to those open, it's like an open sore, but it's on the cellular level. Now, on the homeopathic side, the things that I found was berberine, which is a common herbal dietary supplement, and it's usually taken by people who naturopaths who want to treat hypoglycemia. And you can eat things that contain lupiol, and that's found in mango, red alder, and dandelion coffee. So you need, we cannot say too many times, this is a very serious illness. I mean, even if you survive it, you may not recover from it.
Right.
And because you may have, your kidneys may be damaged, your chest, your lungs may be damaged, your body may be ravaged. So you may never recover from having a case of this. I know they say they release people from the hospital, but that doesn't mean they're recovered. That just means that they're going.
Well, people most at risk are people that already have a compromised immune system, people who are diabetic, have heart conditions, pre-existing chronic illnesses. They're at the biggest risk, aren't they? And
well, it's the ones, yes, it's the ones that do not have regulated blood glucose levels. And if you've been tested, I mean, most people who see a doctor regularly are tested at least once a year for that. But you can buy test strips. You don't have to visit a doctor in order to test for glucose levels. They have a urine strip that'll do that. So you don't even have to draw blood. If you have sugar in your urine, then you are much more susceptible to the MERS virus and to dying from it. I mean, that's what these studies have shown. And there's going to be long-term studies on exactly what the connection is. But they have found this one connection, that is, when you have a high glucose blood sugar level, then these DPP-4 receptors are not being used correctly by the body. So they're open instead of being closed.
Right.
I hear music.
Yeah, this coming Tuesday, Dr. Myers will be talking about making your immune system stronger also. So we're going to be talking a lot about MERS the next few days. And we got a break coming up. This call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jared Moore. It is Friday, the 23rd of May. My wife, Dr. Moore, says that the following: when you sleep is when you heal. And that's well known and well understood among healthcare professionals. When you sleep is when you heal. The Energy Cleaner will help you get the best night's sleep you've had, maybe in decades. That's what almost everybody finds. A pain-free, rock-solid sleep, as I have every night using my Energy Cleaner. And you can do the same. All you need to do is order your Energy Cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Another $20 to get one shipped up to Canada. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Telephone answered by a very polite young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, not somebody in Mumbai. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And this MERS thing, I think the likelihood of them containing this is slim to none, given the huge numbers of people that have been in contact, and in turn, the people they came in contact with. Your thoughts, please.
I agree with you. Stamping out is commonly used, and it was used with SARS, when the incubation period is less than a week, less than 5 days even, because then you have a chance of catching all the contacts and putting them in quarantine. You do not want to be put into quarantine, into a public quarantine area. You know, if they want you to go to public quarantine, just say no way. Because when you put in quarantine with a bunch of other people, some of them will be sick.
Right.
And you'll be, I mean, you're putting the well along with the sick, and who knows, I mean, everybody ends up sick.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to go into home isolation, and you can do that voluntarily. You don't have to be told to do that. If you think that MERS is spreading around your community, then just tell your people what you're doing and get permission from your boss, and put a sign in the window saying, voluntary isolation, and put your telephone number on that sign, and then, you know, say call such and such for entry,
right.
And put your telephone number on that sign, and then answer the telephone when somebody comes to the door or somebody's calling. If the health department comes by, say no, I'm not. What if somebody comes to your house, to your front door, and they're dressed in PPE? Do you think that personal protective equipment, that Tyvek suit, the hood, the goggles, the mask, the gloves, do you think that that's there to protect you? No.
No, it's there to protect themselves, obviously, to me.
Yeah. So, did they dispose of it? It's like the TSA agents. You know, they wear neoprene gloves, but they can touch the passenger in front of you, and then touch you and transfer the germ from one person to another. And that's the same way with medical personnel. People will, if there is a lot of home isolation, then there will be government agencies who will try to feed you. They'll drop off packages of food, and I don't know how they'll get you to sign for it, but maybe, I don't know how all that will work.
Right.
And but if they drop it off to you, then you don't know that the outside of that food or that box is clear of virus. And so you need to stock hydrogen peroxide, you need to stock bleach, you need to stock other things that will kill this coronavirus. And normally now, what they're thinking is that it's not like TB. It doesn't reside in the air alone. In other words, it has to have moisture around it, like the little spittle droplets. And as soon as that dries out, then they think that the coronavirus, the MERS coronavirus, becomes inactive. So probably you'd be okay. I would be extra cautious. I would foam up hydrogen peroxide or use the bleach solution and wash down whatever they give you, both the outside of the box and then whatever's inside the box, because you don't know where it came from. You don't know, you know, and right now they're not sure how it's being transmitted. I mean, this caught the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, off guard, because
right.
They didn't expect a business contact to transmit MERS. And it did.
Surprise, surprise. You know, and I need to interrupt you here. You know, what we're talking about mitigation right now for almost everybody listening is a philosophical, intellectual exercise on Friday, May 23rd, 2014. However, 4 weeks, 8 or 12 weeks from now, people may want to listen to the archive or listen to us give some updates. And when this is actually a clear and present danger, which to most people right now, it's not. But we're giving people a heads up right now that they can be stocking up on the things we're talking about, colloidal silver, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, so that if and when the day comes, and these things last a long time in storage, they will have them on hand ready to go, won't they?
Yes, yes. They need to listen to what we're saying. They need to take action now. They should, how long did the Spanish flu last? I thought it lasted about 18 months.
It was bad, and it went away, and then it came back again. We got a caller here. This'll be our last caller, Jim in Minnesota. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John. John and Dan. This isolation. We may have a new industry here. People doing home deliveries. for things you got to have, you know, groceries and things. And our retail establishments might end up like warehouses, you know, large instead of smaller. We might have to room. You know, we got to have air around us. You know, this is kind of a scenario that's kind of frightening, I think. But it's going to happen, I'm sure. You know, the way things are going lately. So it's just none of my family or anyone I know about would ever talk about this, and I'm certainly glad I've got, you know, you people to keep me updated anyway. And I'm gonna spread the word to the family and friends.
All right. You know? Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate that. Thank you for the call.
Good thing now. Bye.
Yeah, the people I talk to that aren't in the preparedness business, fellow hams or neighbors, they haven't heard of it either.
Right.
And this, like I was trying to say, they think they can use stamping out. Stamping out only works if the incubation period is less than 5 days. Otherwise, people, we went from two people to 11 in less than a month, in about a month. And
right.
So, it's an exponential curve. I mean, then they have to investigate the contacts of all those people. And they're apparently doing a pretty good job, but,
Let's explain exponential real quick in case somebody doesn't know what that means. The best analogy is, and I'll work for you for a penny the first hour, and if you agree to double that, every hour for 40 hours, I will work for you for a week.
And I would be able to hire you.
but you do the math, ladies and gentlemen. By about hour 20 or 25, I'll own Ann's house. And by hour 30, I'll own the state of Missouri. I mean, it's just, that's what exponential is. Right, Ann?
Yes. It's also called geometric sometimes. You'll hear that term. Arithmetic is where you add the same numbers. So, for instance, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, that's arithmetic. You're adding the same number on each iteration. Geometric is you're doubling it. So it goes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, et cetera.
It goes quick. We have time for maybe one last call. Real quick. Ed in Kentucky. Make it quick, Ed.
Hi, John. How you doing? Great
Good.
Show, by the way. I love RBN and your show. Great job. And I'm also a disabled vet. Sorry, Ms. Ann. Sorry, good morning, everybody. I got an Instagram account, and it's a great way to get information out. And I got RBN on my front page to keep people broadcast what's going on. Great with Atlantic City. June 26th to the 29th, the government is asking for volunteers. Be careful, people. This may be a possible false flag in happening. So,
thank
anybody
you.
In the...
We appreciate it. We're out of time. Ann, thank you. We'll do some radio with Dr. Bill later today.
Thank you, John.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Have a fun, safe Memorial Day celebration. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. And we'll talk to you Monday. God bless America.